It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. In the fall, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds was elected to her first full four-year term. She says she still plans to meet with her Democratic opponent, Fred Hubble, whom she beat by 3 points. I sat down with Governor Reynolds last Thursday, along with IPR's state government reporter Katerina Sestarek, ahead of the legislative session, which begins a week from today. We asked her what's left to do since this will be the third consecutive session where Republicans have controlled both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office.
I can't tell you all the things that are left because I'm going to talk about that and the condition of the state. But a couple of things that I talked about on the campaign trail that I think is really important. You know, we put last year unanimously, we passed Future Ready Iowa because every single legislator was hearing from their constituencies back home. I'm excited about the opportunities. Our business is growing. I need people. I hear it multiple times a day, and so was every legislator. And so for that bill to pass unanimously, we've got kind of the policy in place and the infrastructure. And now we need to put the funding in that will allow us to really, you know, get Iowans the skills that they need so that they can have a great quality of life in Iowa. So that's part of the really, I think, one of the things that we'll be working on. Same thing with mental health, passed unanimously last year. I'm really proud of the comprehensive mental health reform, identified the barriers, addressed it in a significant piece of legislation. And now we need to make sure that we can sustain that and we can, you know, implement what we passed last legislative session.
Do you think the money's there to implement it?
Well, we're working on that right now. I think, you know, last year when we, with managed care, when we certified the rates in the contracts, a part of that rate took into account the mental health reform that we passed. That was included, some money was included in that. So they actually are moving forward already with a lot of the initiatives that were outlined in that piece of legislation. So we need to take a look at that and see what else we need to do working with the regions and the stakeholders and the providers to make sure that we can sustain that and that we can adequately fund it to really provide Iowans the services that they're looking for.
On your election night acceptance speech, you said you were just getting started with cutting taxes. The latest revenue estimates predicts a little bit of a growth in fiscal year 2020, and some say that that could easily get eaten up by personnel and Medicaid costs. Will you pursue additional tax cuts if that estimate holds true?
Well, you know, timing is yet to be determined, but I'm going to continue to look for ways that we can be more competitive as a state and look for opportunity to have allow Iowans and small businesses and farmers to keep more of their hard-earned money. I mean, that's what we should always be doing as a government. We have certain obligations and responsibilities to the taxpayers of Iowa, but we also, I believe that they're better positioned to decide what they can do with their money and not government. So we'll continue to look. We still, our corporate tax rate, we're still highest in the country. So if we're going to be competitive, we need to take a look at that. But, you know, that involves taking a look at the tax credits, doing the due diligence on that, looking at them holistically, looking for opportunities to maybe streamline some of those while driving down corporate tax rates. Whether that happens this next legislative cycle or the next year, we got 4 years to continue to work on that. But we want to make sure, just like we did with the historic tax reform that we passed, it was significant. It was the largest tax cut in the history of the state, but we did it in a responsible manner, and we did it while maintaining our priorities of education, healthcare, and public safety. And so that will be the same vein that we'll continue to look at as we look at additional tax cuts.
We're coming out of a couple of years of status quo budgets and mid-year budget cuts. Would you say that restoring funding to the agencies that, you know, are saying they badly need it and haven't had enough budget increases in the past few years, would that be a priority over additional tax cuts, or how do you see that working?
Well, it's a combination of both. As I just indicated, we needed to do it in a responsible and thoughtful manner. So as we implemented the largest tax cut, so we gave more, you know, hardworking Iowans and small businesses, allowed them to keep more of their money. We also did it in a manner that we were able to fund our priorities, which is education, healthcare, and public safety. And, you know, we're going to continue as agencies to look for opportunities to do things in a more efficient and effective manner, to look at opportunities to collaborate and use technology, you know. So we'll take a look at what their needs are, how we can continue to be better at what we're doing, to work across agencies, and maybe through collaborative efforts, there's opportunity for us to not only do a better job, but to do it in a more efficient manner as well. So we're taking a look at all of that. When they, you know, did budget hearings, most of them, you know, came in with a status quo budget, but there are some areas where we need to make some changes, and that's part of the process, and we'll take a look at that, and that'll be reviewed, or that'll be laid out in the budget that we put forward on the second day of the legislative session.
Well, one agency that asked for a status quo budget was the Department of Corrections, but they also indicated that even though they were asking for a status quo budget, they had received additional money this year that was vital to them maintaining staffing levels, and that they really needed extra money in the future too.
Yep. So we work with them, and we'll sit down with them, and we'll take a look at that and see what's, you know, what's what we can do.
Are you concerned at all that there might be a big incident? You know, it's corrections. It's obviously public safety.
Well,
is a huge
issue. Well, they
monitor
that all the time, and I have a lot. I have great confidence. Jerry Bartriff was the director of corrections. He did a phenomenal job. We'll have an acting director until we can do a national search, but I have the confidence in them that they are looking at the staffing requirements that they need to manage the agency. In addition to that, you know, we want to make sure that we start to limit the number of people that are being incarcerated. And so, again, it goes back to if we can help Iowans get the skills that they need and match them up with a great job, a lot of the other areas, you know, start to take care of themselves.
That's Governor Kim Reynolds talking with me, along with my colleague Katerina Sestarek. You'll find the full interview at our website, iowapublicradio.org. The next legislative session begins a week from today. It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.